Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. Welcome to Plan for Fitness Talk Show. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from Palm Beach County, Florida, on Blog Talk Radio. It's Sunday, October 11th, 2015. The topic of discussion is community outreach and public awareness. I have a lot of callers on the line. Let's bring them on. Welcome to Plan for Fitness Talk Show. Welcome
Hello?
To Plan for Fitness Talk Show. Welcome to Plan for Fitness Talk Show.
Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hello, Miss Debbie. How are you?
Danielle Gutierrez?
Yes.
Hi. Hi, this is Debbie with Plan for Fitness. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I know we're having a little bit of a communication issue. Can you hear me pretty good?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think we lost a caller on the line. I think they'll call back. I have a live mention for a gentleman, Shad Knox. He's an employee for the City of Lake Worth. I'm watching the switchboard right now. Danielle Gutierrez is a return guest. She called in on a show to talk about our community outreach project for the homeless. Very, very powerful. This gal is 35 years young. She has a great daughter. She's helping making sandwiches. And we're going out there, you know, Danielle, the feel when we go out there, we get in the truck, you bring the sandwiches, we have the clothes. Let's get right into it because we're going to have callers, but let's start with how you're feeling. You've been going out on the streets of Lake Worth with me for about a month now.
Yes, it's an amazing, amazing, amazing feeling. It's such a blessing. Even my, like you said, my 11-year-old daughter, she's like, Mommy, can I help you make the sandwiches? I said, oh, yes, it's an amazing feeling that my daughter wants to help too. To know, it's a blessing to know how much of a difference we're making. Some people are like, well, you're just taking sandwiches. No, it's not just taking sandwiches. Those are some of the only meals some of them people get. So it's a big blessing to know that we're out there helping, and it only takes a few minutes of our time to make such a big difference in their lives. And for you to allow me to go help you has been also, it's been such an amazing blessing. I want to thank you for all the work you do in the community and for allowing me to be part of it. You're an amazing woman, an amazing person. You're always helping everybody in any way you can. And it's just a big blessing. It's made a big difference in my life, in the way I look at things, in my 11-year-old daughter's life. It's just an amazing thing that we're able to do. And it feels good to
amazing.
Help those who need help and that God allows us to help them.
Yes, yes. I want a big shout out to Natalie. She's 11 years old, and I want you to stay on the line. I see we have another caller. Stay with me.
Okay.
Welcome to Plan for Fitness. This is Deborah.
Hey, Deborah.
Shad Knox. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
And Shad Knox is calling in from Lake Worth, Florida. We have on the line Danielle Gutierrez from West Palm Beach, my girl, helping me with community outreach for the homeless. Shad Knox, the big intro for the show is about you, 27 years young, You're working for the City of Lake Worth since 2013. You're making a big difference in our community. Let's just put it out there. That's why I invited you on the show. Thank you for calling in.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you, Shad. Equipment operator class 2 CDL required license. Shad really started from the beginning. He's a friend of mine of many years. You're special to me in my heart. You do the recycling, you do the trash, which is refuse, preparation for skills. People were asking me, what kind of training do you get for going? I see you driving the truck. You look so great, you know. And you said, Deborah, I do everything. You're on the back of the truck, the front of the truck. What is there special training for you gentlemen that do that for us?
No, but it keeps you in shape. The line of work, running after the truck, jumping on the truck, is a good exercise.
You're well celebrated.
How thankful
here.
That we should be for the garbage, because when I was in Mexico City, they don't have regular garbage pickup, and it looks like a dump on the sides of the streets over there. So it's a big blessing here for you workers that you do all that for us. So we appreciate it and thank you. It's something good that there's people to pick up our garbage here. Yeah.
And that's what it's about. And again, you're in the City of Lake Worth, but even Danielle in West Palm Beach is grateful to her people. And that's what it's about. It's about our county. It's about our cities. But you, Shad, you're just excelling. Since 2013, I know you paid for the training and the testing to excel. Your goal is to go to class 3, correct?
Yes.
2016, ladies and gentlemen. 27 years old, Shad Knox. He's a great guy. He's thick. You're in shape. I know you go to the gym. There's wellness involved. You take care of yourself. But it is a hard job. And I wanted to take a minute to recognize your department, Shad, and your superiors that I've spoken to, Felipe and Jason, all the men that come and take care of us, and you yourself. And I'm just so proud of you. Like, you know, I think, too, when you first started, it was a whole different ball game, right? I used to see you driving around on the golf cart.
Yeah, I came a long way.
Well, you know what? And that's what the message is about, Shad, that you stuck with it. I've worked for the City of Lake Worth. You know what? You have to wait to be accepted as an employee. And it's definitely a strong couple weeks, if not close to a month. And you have excelled, and you continue, and you have goals. And that's what this is about. We certainly want to give a shout-out to your little girl, Ariana, which I've had the pleasure of knowing, and Evelise, your girl, who really supports you in your field. Be proud. I'm so proud to have you on the air with me right now. Ariana's turning 5. Yeah, she's turning 5 in October. I want you to elaborate about your family. And Grandma, let's give a shout out to Grandma. God is good. That's a story for tonight. What's a couple words you'd like to say, Shad, about your experience?
I came a long way, but I still got a lot of work to do. That's all I have to say, pretty much.
I love it.
I'm a little shy, but
Well, you know what, Shad? I think you're pretty awesome, and that's why you're on the talk show tonight. I have much love for you and your family in my heart, and we all appreciate you. A lot of people are writing and calling in and saying, we like this. There's people from different states, from even up in New York, say, I pick up recycling, I pick up trash, and you know what? I love my job, And I say, you're helping the community, and you should be recognized. This podcast will be archived forever. And much love to you and the department and all the gentlemen. I know I was snapping pictures the other day of you up in the truck.
Yeah, we thank you.
And we thank you, everybody in our city. Shaw, please, I'm going to welcome you back on the show again, and I thank you for calling in.
All right, no problem.
And you're welcome to tune in continuously, streaming live. Ladies and gentlemen, I have Danielle Gutierrez on the line. And Danielle, what a sweetie pie he is. 27 years old. He's got a young family. And I'm just so proud of him. That's why I wanted to bring him on the air tonight.
That's a big deal. Like I said, people don't realize here how blessed we are to even have our garbage and recycling picked up, because like I said, I was in Mexico City and it looks like a dump on the sides of the roads because they don't have a normal garbage pickup. It's a very big blessing. You know, that produces diseases and all kinds of things if you have that laying around everywhere. So it's an amazing job they do, because it takes a strong person to stomach all that. And like he said, somebody healthy to run and jump. And so they're a big blessing to everybody.
Yeah, I'm so happy. You know, I think tonight I called you on. I needed you for backup, and Shaw called in, and he's just a great guy. And people are like, I want to go on the radio, but, you know, and it's like, you know, I said you will feel so good to share your message. And this is what it's really about tonight. I love you being here with me. We're waiting on another caller here shortly. Let's cover some information with you, young lady.
Okay.
My project in the city of Lake Worth is a continuous adventure of gratitude and humility. Tonight, I invite you to get involved with helping in your community. I have been bringing clothes for years, walking the streets and parks for people who need clean clothes. I have always done this adventure and calling for the experience to be of service alone. Now I have Danielle Gutierrez. She's calling in from West Palm Beach, Florida. An amazing woman, my friend. We continue this ongoing search for people that need us, and we're inspired. And you're getting your daughter, Natalie, involved. That's a big deal to me. You're getting the next generation involved to make sandwiches. Blessing, Danielle.
Thank you. Believe me, it's my honor. And it's a privilege that you allow me to do that with you, because it feels so much better to get back, to give back than to receive. And it's just, it's, now I'm going to cry. It's an amazing blessing. And I'm glad that you share it with me.
Thank you so much. Let's see if we got another caller calling, and we got Hess on the line. Welcome to Plan for Fitness Talk Show, Mr. Hess.
Yes, good evening.
Welcome. We have Danielle Gutierrez calling in from West Palm Beach, Florida. Mr. Hess calling in from Lake Worth. I'm here in Palm Beach County. We are broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio. Mr. Hess, Danielle, Shaw just called in from the city of Lake Worth, and we have Danielle here feeling some feelings. I mean, listen, we've cried many a time doing trips out there. And Danielle has been so instrumental bringing sandwiches, getting her daughter involved. You see my happy heart when, you know, sometimes you see me cry after she leaves. Yes. Yes, Danielle. and it's you know, unbelievable. They're like, why do you do this? You know, you're not getting paid and you're crying at the end of the day. I said, because it's the blessing that's involved. Mr. Hess has been my client of 10 years. He's 69 years old. Danielle is 35 years old, a big age range, and I'm 42. And, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are, but in comparison, we're all alike. We all have that feel to go help people and that soul-driven energy to do so. Mr. Hess, do you want to share the listeners your experience? Danielle was kind enough to drive and bring the sandwiches, and you were in the back seat. It was like, you know, again, an adventure. But we already know when we go out there what we're going to see: people in dirty clothes, sleeping on park benches, and they're hungry. Would you like to share your experience, sir?
Well, it's a shame that for a country that's supposed to be so affluent, a lot of these people fall between the cracks. They really don't want to go to agencies and be treated that way, but there's people out there who are hungry. And if you see the look in their eyes when somebody who's not from an agency, somebody who just comes out and says, I care about you, it means so much, his eyes just light up. Of course, the food doesn't hurt either. I mean, they go hungry. They don't want to go to the established, you know, social facilities. A lot of people are very shy about that.
Good point.
They'd rather be out there and suffer than admit they would have to go to a place. So when somebody who cares comes out, they really, they hope.
It's nice to have you out there with us on Tuesdays. Huge commitment from Danielle coming. She came with 35 sandwiches the other week. And when we were done, we hugged each other. And I know, Danielle, I sobbed on your shoulder. And it's not a cry story. It's a beautiful story. It's a beautiful story of extending yourself to help others. We are broadcasting live worldwide on Blog Talk Radio. Danielle Gutierrez, my partner and friend, and Mr. Hess, my client of 10 years, calling in. We're all in Palm Beach County. We're close in distance. What a powerful show. We're recognizing a young man who is picking up our recycling and trash and all of the county, all of the people there. But what we see when we go on Tuesdays, ladies and gentlemen, the need for a shelter in my community is apparent. Not all the homeless are addicts and alcoholics. A percentage, yes. But the vacancy and loss of hope is for real. And that shakes your soul. We see this through their eyes. Mr. Hess has seen firsthand the emotions we feel before, during, and after the reality. And now we have Danielle on the team. Mr. Hess, we've been doing this since 08. You've been a guest on the show since I'm in Clear Channel Communications. You've been in various studios and on the World Beat TV show. You've talked about so many topics, but I never see you really light up and feel the emotion when we start talking about feeding and clothing the homeless. Would you like to share with the listeners your feelings on this?
Well, you know, I was a teacher and administrator, and I was not in an affluent community. I've seen this for years. And with all the programs and all the things out there, there are so many people hurting. And you, Danielle, people go out. You're not funded by anybody. You take out of your own pocket just to make people feel better and to help them out. And there are so many people out there who need the help.
Good point, Mr. Hess, and that's really what it is. I mean, again, I know I ran out of peanut butter, and Danielle, I mean, she provided bread and peanut butter, and I want to go down the list while I have everybody here with me tonight. The Transfer Fitness Talk Show is continually working on the community outreach project. We're giving to the homeless, the abused shelters. We need donations, clothing, socks, shirts, towels, dry food goods, and hygiene products. I already have clothes for the fall. I already saw a man today that was living outside, and I said, when it gets cool, I'm going to bring you a long-sleeve shirt and a jacket. And the feeling is amazing that he looks at you like they're in shock. And yeah, there's
well,
so many
out there, and nobody gives it, you know.
Well, you know
about them, and when somebody does, it makes it that much more meaningful to them.
Well, you're going to be coming out with us on Tuesday. I'm hoping me, you, and Danielle can go
yes.
out again. And you know, Danielle, you've really been such a lovely addition to our family. people
Thank
that know my history.
Thank you for allowing me to be part of it.
Mr. Hess, again, has been my client of 10 years. He's family. And we've been through many, many years of challenges and distress, and we overcome, and we don't allow each other to give up. And you have your own set of things that you just put aside for other people. And that's really the other side of the coin that we're talking about. It's outside yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Give to your community. We have people in the Northeast. We have people in Carolina, Tennessee, Wyoming listening. And they're just texting and writing and saying, I want to give to my local community, but I give to Goodwill and I don't know where it goes. They sell it. And I said, do your own thing, you know, within safety. And a lot of people also say, aren't you scared? Danielle and Mr. Hess, you know, again, you don't go out there alone. I am the lead. I take responsibility for anything. But a lot of times when we go to the park or Bicentennial Square by the library, there's PBSO present. And if they tell us to leave, we have to leave. If we have sandwiches and clothes, if they say, look, you have to leave, we have to abide by that. But they allow. We don't need a license for hot food. They know we're doing good things. We're a familiar face. Danielle, I know you saw the officer the other week. And I said to you, I said, oh, my God, I hope they let us, you know, give sandwiches and give clothes. And he was very nice.
Yes.
And what was your feelings about that?
It's nice when their presence is welcome and they're friendly. You know, I think even the people there in the square, you know, they were having a conversation with a few of them. It's nice to know they're there. I thank God I don't ever feel unsafe. You know, I know God is with us and he protects us. We're doing his work, so he's always there. But it's nice to see them there. And it's nice to see them in a good form, you know, in a good manner. Like I said, the people were talking with them. You don't want to see them there screaming and being angry and violent, and they're very, very friendly.
They are awesome, and I know we see the when we go there, of course, we see the one girl, and this is the part of the heartbreak that we experience. It doesn't matter what age. We go and we see every week this girl with the dog. She's in her young 20s.
Yes.
Okay, she usually has a big bag of dog food, and I said to her, I believe last week, we fed the dog a peanut butter and jelly sandwich because we're...
Yes, we did.
Thinking about it. And that's just part of the love that we have. But we said to her, do you have dog food? She goes, you know what? I have a couple dollars for the dog food. I said, do you want me to buy it? She says, I'm okay. And people need to listen to this. And I know Hess. We have our therapy dog, Vinny. He's sleeping right now.
He is beautiful.
But we have a love. And we have a love for what we're doing. We're continuing this outreach program. When it gets cold, we're going to help people. We're going to clothe them. We're going to feed them. And Danielle and Mr. Hess, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a part of my life and Plan for Fitness.
Thank you for allowing me to be there.
People should just remember, there but for the grace of God go I.
Amen.
Thank you
for allowing me to be part of this. And it's a very big blessing. And thank you for letting me be part of your family and for allowing me to do this with you. It's an amazing thing that you're doing, and I'm glad to be part of it. It's a blessing.
Thank you, Danielle. I just received a text from you. Do you have a lot of people over at your house?
I do. That came to visit to see how I'm feeling.
I love it. I love it. Celebrate the Talk Show, my love. And to Renee, a big shout out to Renee Gutierrez, working for Taxi Taxi, my driver, my friend for many years, your husband who loves you so much.
He's an amazing, amazing, amazing man.
I see in the living room with you.
No, he's still working. I have other people over.
I thank you so much for being a part of Plan for Fitness again. We're down to the last couple minutes. Danielle, do you want to share with the listeners, because you do a lot of outreach work, you do a lot of volunteer work. How has this affected you actually going out and handing sandwiches to strangers and pulling up and seeing people sleeping on benches?
I can tell you last week when you went to look out over off the water and I waited by the edge of the water there, I looked up and I thanked God for allowing me to do this. It just tears at your heart. It's very, very sad to know that so many people are cold and hungry and that a sandwich makes such a difference in their day. It's something that takes me a few minutes to do, and a lot of people take it for granted. Don't take it for granted, because these people, this is what keeps them going. This is their food for that day, and it makes a big difference. Please go out and help your community. Even if it's just you like that making sandwiches, taking little snacks, if you get people that are giving away clothes, take those donations. It is so, so worth it. It's a blessing for you doing it, and it's a blessing for the people receiving it, and I'm very thankful and grateful. And I will do it as long as the Lord permits me and I can go out with you, Miss Debbie. I'm here for you, and it's something I will do, and I want my children to do, and it's just it's an amazing thing.
I love it. I hope we can take Natalie with us soon.
Yeah, when she's not in school one day, of course, if they have a Tuesday off, she'll be in the car, front and center with us.
Yeah. We're going to plan a weekend trip. We'll take Hess and Natalie. And,
okay, if we do it on a weekend,
you know,
yet, she can come.
And I want to make a notation. Hess, you're still on the line with me. Hess.
Yeah.
You know, I was in the truck with Danielle the other day, and we were getting ready to leave Bryant Park. And she said, Debbie, I see a table of four guys. I said, oh, you know, they're probably okay. She said, no, let's stop, you see? Everybody, listen, this is a point of interest for the whole show. You can be a leader, but you also need to be open to listen. Danielle said, Deborah, there's four guys over at this table, and I think we should stop and ask them. Danielle, go ahead and tell the listeners what happened.
One of the gentlemen, we asked them if they were hungry, and one came over, and they all needed something to eat. They were all hungry, and they were very thankful.
We are down to 90 seconds. We really ran this show. A special thanks to Shaud Knox, Danielle Gutierrez, Artie Hess. It was powerful, powerful stuff. We continue the journey with Plan for Fitness. We're broadcasting Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Thank you, Danielle and Mr. Hess, for being a part of the show.
You're very welcome. Have a good night, and God bless.
Mr. Hess?
Yeah.
We're down to 45 seconds. I thank you so much for calling and stand by. Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting live from Palm Beach County, Florida. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, and we're so proud to be with you tonight on Blog Talk Radio, discussing community outreach and public awareness for the homeless. Stay tuned for the next episode on Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Good night.
Good night.